What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host. Justin Roman. And guys, I am coming back from a few minutes ago. I'm coming back from a crazy game. The Giants, the Vikings, two teams that you can't really count on in any game. The Giants beat the Minnesota Vikings 31-24. The Giants will be moving on to the divisional round to play the Philadelphia Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field. But that's next weekend. Let's talk about right now. The Giants beat the Vikings, and there's so much to talk about. You know, there's so much. I'm still speechless of what I just witnessed. Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, this offense, this defense, special teams, coaching, all of it was amazing. You know, you gotta give credit to this defense. Like I said, guys, all week going into this game, don't be surprised if Dominic Martindale changes up this defense to keep all their focus on Justin Jefferson. And that's what they did. You know, put pressure on Kirk Cousins, make Kirk Cousins beat you. And that's what they did. Daniel Jones was very sensational in his first ever playoff debut. You know, he had over 300 yards, two touchdowns. No, didn't turn the ball over. You know, and I think Daniel Jones, I think he's sending a message to the entire NFL league that, hey, you guys been doubting me for the past 5 years now. And look, I'm in the playoffs and I just won a game. Daniel Jones, his price tag is definitely going to go up. Probably around the 40s, 30s. Probably around the low, around the 30, 40 millions. No, but we know for sure that the Giants are going to bring him back. And not only that, but there's a guy named Saquon Barkley who's also going to be coming back. Saquon Barkley was amazing too. Obviously, this is a young team. And I've said this multiple times. This is a young team. You know, there's still things we got to clean up. The offensive line, I thought the offensive line overall did a great job. You know, giving Daniel Jones those big time, you know, giving Daniel Jones opportunities to make plays with his feet, and that's what he did. Daniel Jones had 71 yards rushing today against a defense that can't stop anything. You know, I was just impressed. You know, and it's simple. When it comes down to coaching, you can beat any team. You don't have to have you don't have to have the best quarterback in the entire league to beat any team. It all comes down to great coaching. You know, it all comes down to surrounding your quarterback with pieces. Obviously, the Giants don't have receivers, you know. And there's not going to be a surprise. There's not going to be no surprise if Joe Shane goes out there. Either he wants to sign a receiver from free agency or draft a receiver. I was just very impressed with how we played. Especially going in a tough environment against a Vikings team that you never know what's possibly going to happen. You know? Everything we did was basically everything I said. Keep this Vikings offense off the field and kill the clock and win the game. And that's what the Giants did, you know. Now we got, you know, obviously we got another big test against the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, but like I said, that's next weekend. Right now, let's enjoy the moment. You know, let's enjoy this moment, you know, and let's all relax after going through so much agony and sweating and, you know, tears falling out of your eyes, because this is the playoffs. You know, emotions are going to arise, you know, and feelings are going to swell up. And I felt I had mixed emotions because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if we were going to win, lose. I don't know if it was going to, I didn't know. Maybe this game would end up in overtime. I don't know. But I was very impressed. You know, Kirk Cousins, what Kirk Cousins did on that last play, on that fourth down and seven play, that was on Kirk Cousins. And that's the Kirk Cousins that you don't want to see, you know? Obviously, these are two quarterbacks that you can't really trust. But I think Daniel Jones, I think he's shown a lot of people that when it comes to great coaching and when you surround your quarterback with the right pieces, when you give your quarterback a great offensive coordinator, anything's possible. I'm not trying to trash Kirk Cousins. You know, I believe this guy. I still believe, even though he lost, I still believe he is an MVP candidate. This guy put up MVP type numbers. You know, but when it comes to the big playground, when it comes to the postseason, Kirk Cousins, he lets the other kids push him around. And he doesn't get the soccer ball back. The kids take it away from him. Because he can't handle the big time moment. I don't think Kirk Cousins is a... I don't think this guy is a bad quarterback. Like I said, this guy is putting up MVP type numbers. You know? And obviously, it wasn't because of him. It was because he had Justin Jefferson, KJ Osborne. A pretty good tight end. You know? An offensive line that's getting better. Both of these teams have bright futures ahead of them. I believe in Kevin O'Connell. I think he's done a great job, and I think he should be in the line for MVP. MVP head coach of the year. You know. But at the end of the day, the Giants won. The Vikings lost. We're gonna be moving on. Giants fans, we deserve this first win in 11 years. And I am proud to say that the Giants are clearly 1 or 2 years away of going to the Super Bowl. And that's not a question. That's a spoiler. You know, this team is literally like three receivers away from going to the Super Bowl. Now, obviously, the offensive line is still a little suspect. We're obviously going to draft a center. The guard position is in question. I think the tackle position is set. Devonell, Andrew Thomas, I think we have our tackle positions for the future. Our defense looks amazing. Our secondary, we need to keep on building that secondary. But big one for us. And we get to rest and watch film for the next 5 damn days. And get ready for the Eagles. But until then, guys, that's all I got. That's all I have for you. I'm still trying to catch my breath because that game had my heart racing, you know. But until then, I'll see you guys tomorrow. And yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday night. But until then, I'm out. Peace.